Hello, thank you so much for joining us today. We're really looking forward to hearing more about you and your research. But to begin, can you tell us a bit more about who you are, where you work, and what you're currently working on, please?
Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm Ali Ghazizadeh. I'm an assistant professor in electrical engineering department at Sharif University of Technology in Tehran, Iran. I'm also heading the School of Cognitive Sciences at the Institute for Research in Fundamental Sciences, IPM. My main research focus in the past 10 to 15 years has been on the neural mechanisms involved in value, learning, and memory. We address these questions across the species, mainly using humans and non-human primates, various techniques such as electrophysiology, fMRI, and psychophysics, along with computational and mathematical modeling. The current focus of my group is to understand the neural mechanism that orient people's attention toward valuable visual objects. Also, we want to understand how the learning and storage of so many valuable objects are orchestrated across the primate brain.
Well, thank you. That was super interesting. And could you now maybe tell us a bit more about your paper and why this topic is so important, please?
Well, this paper is a continuation of a large cohort of studies aimed at understanding object value, learning, and memory in cortical and subcortical areas, in which I started to become involved when I was a research fellow at the Laboratory of Sensory Motor Research at National Institutes of Health, USA, working in the lab of Dr. Okide Kusaka. This whole research was propelled by the behavioral observation that non-human primates are capable of learning values of hundreds of nonsensical objects, and are more importantly, that such learning affects their attention to objects for many months or even years in the future. Thus, we've uncovered a high capacity and stable form of visual memory. My colleagues and I have found the neural signatures of this phenomena, mainly using electrophysiology within basal ganglia and substantia nigra. Now, taking advantage of the coverage of fMRI, I looked for the neural correlates of the value memory across the brain and found several cortical and subcortical nodes to be involved in this form of memory and with differences in their memory longevity. This result was published in PNAS in 2011, 2018, and revealed that in addition to basal ganglia, a few cortical areas, and in particular prefrontal cortex, can be activated by value memory. A natural question was then to know the relationship between this prefrontal cortical node and the basal ganglia activity for storage and expression of value memory. Could it be that object value arise in one of these areas and then relate to the other, or object value signal is stored and expressed in a distributed format across cortex and basal ganglia? The finding of our most recent paper, published in Science Advances in 2021, seems to support a distributed storage of information. Activity in both prefrontal and substantia nigra were similarly affected by graded changes in reward and by reward uncertainty. Interestingly, the strength of activity in both regions predicted the attentional bias to valuable objects long after reward training. And finally, a curious finding was that the responses in substantia nigra could be constructed from a certain combination of responses in prefrontal cortex in ways that were consistent with the well-known basal ganglia direct and indirect pathways.
Well, that's really insightful. Thank you so much for your answer. And now moving on to the next question. Could you maybe discuss the connection between your research and medical practice, and how maybe your work will have an impact on therapies or treatments in the future?
Well, there's a very robust link between long-term object value memory and value-driven attention to what is known as cue-induced craving, which affects a variety of maladaptive behaviors such as food and drug addiction in humans. In particular, our results show that neural mechanisms for stability of value-based memory and the conditions that create resistance to extinction and the neural substrates. These neural substrates can become the targets for behavioral, pharmaceutical, or electromagnetic manipulations to help affected individuals, say by reducing the rate of relapse. Indeed, there are some published reports on possible benefits of inactivating or overactivating certain cortical areas using transcranial electric or magnetic stimulations in humans for dealing with addiction and obesity. And so we think that that result that we are finding can help, with honing those methodologies to help these individuals.
Perfect, thank you. And now on to the final question. Where could your work lead you next? And what's the dream outcome here for you?
So our results show that the value memory for objects are accessed within the first 100 milliseconds of seeing objects. And they're very powerful. These objects, when they become valuable, they become very powerful in automatically controlling your attention. And we know that, you know, a lot of physiological behavior then follows from initial attention to objects. So Daniel Kahneman, the Nobel laureate, refers to such rapid processes that bias thought and actions as system one, in contrast to the more deliberate and slow system two. So I believe the ultimate goal of this research is to be able to understand how these two systems, one and two, control attention and interact with each other, and what are their neural dynamics. Also, at the heart of this goal is a better understanding of the phenomena of attention itself, even at the philosophical level, since it's probably true that if you understand and control your attention, then everything else will be under your control.
That's perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today, and best of luck with your future work.